listening to Hofstra's Morning Wake Up Call, 88.7 FM, WRHU. Neil A. Caruso, Brianna Morrison with you, as we are each and every Tuesday. And we bring in our next guest. He's a midlife transition expert who helps Generation Xers and baby boomers successfully transition into their unique vision and achieve their lifelong goals. We welcome in Anthony Quinones to the program. Anthony, good morning. Thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, let's get right into it. First off, let's provide a little background information for the listeners. So how do you exactly help people transition their careers in order for them to achieve their goals?
Well, what I do is usually we have a consultation, and we talk about where they are in their life, where they want to go in life, and ask them what holds them back. And for a lot of boomers and Generation Xers, the economy has forced a lot of them to transition. It's not a choice. It's something that they have to do. And so they have to ask themselves these questions so that they can know how to move forward. And then I help them to move forward based on what they tell me into their unique vision or their new career. Or sometimes it's entrepreneurship that they want to get into. So it's just helping them to transition from one phase of their life to another.
Do you think that they're a little apprehensive about transitioning, given, like you said, the struggling economy? It's daunting for anyone to dive into a new profession.
It is daunting because many of us went to school, we got a degree in a certain profession, and we worked 15, 20 years in that profession, so it's kind of what we know. And then the economy changes, and then, you know, we get laid off at 42, 45, 49, and then we're trying to figure out, well, what to do next. So it is daunting because they've spent a whole life doing a certain thing. But because of the economy, a lot of people have to do that. It is a necessity today to have to transition into a new career or a new job. So it is daunting, but it's something that people are starting to understand that, you know, you have to do it today. It's not an option anymore.
Anthony, what is the predominant age group of your clientele?
The age group is usually between 40 and 50, probably closer to 50, because people at the upper end, you know, like I said, they've spent a whole life doing something, and now they need some sort of confidence. They need some guide to go into the next phase of their career because, you know, it is daunting. But if they're going to make it for the next 15, 20 years, which is pretty much what they have left to retirement, they're going to have to do something to pay the bills and retire comfortably.
Right, and we're talking to Anthony Quinones, the repacking expert here on Hofstra's Morning Wake Up Call. Anthony, what do you suggest people do first in order to achieve their goals through money-making content?
Well, what they have to do is they have to think first about what they're doing now. And many people don't like what they do, partly because maybe things have changed since they started the profession. You know, you go to school and you graduate and you start working, and maybe it's not what you thought it would be, or maybe technology has changed things, or, as you know, we've mentioned, maybe you've gotten laid off. And so think about where you are now and think about what you really want to do. A lot of times we go to work doing something, but we really enjoy doing something else. And then ask yourself, can you make money doing it? You know, this passion that you have, okay, is this something that you can make money with in the future? And with the content part, a lot of us have knowledge of different things. So we can write articles. We can do radio interviews like we're doing now, podcasts where you record an interview or maybe yourself talking about a particular topic, doing speeches, going to different organizations and volunteering. There are many ways to get your content out there, and it's also a good test to see if you can do what you want to do full time.
You know, this makes me wonder, are broadcasting careers the fields that are really attracting these transitioners, or are there other careers that are that they find appealing?
Well, it depends on what you like to do. I'll give you an example of somebody I work with. I work with a doctor. When I started it, I was thinking, okay, this is basically going to be helping people to move from career to career or career to entrepreneurship. Well, it also works the other way around because doctors, a lot of times, they get hit with the malpractice insurance and other fees. Mm-hmm. So it's not the profession that it used to be in terms of making money. And, you know, I helped this doctor to find a job very quickly. So it works that way as well, where Sometimes the business or entrepreneurship is not what the person is looking to do, and they're looking to do something more of a 9-to-5 nature. So I help people with that as well.
We're talking to Anthony Quinones, your repacking expert, midlife transition expert, and inspirational speaker. Anthony, what fields do people do you see people going into more frequently now?
Well, it could be broadcasting, as was mentioned, because it's something where people can get their message out. So a lot of people have passion about something, and the way to get it out there is through, as we talked about with content, through speaking, through writing, through broadcasting, through podcasting. Those are things that people, you know, are looking to do. I mean, it varies what people are looking to do, but a lot of people want to do things on their own. So this is a way for them to get their message out there through the media outlets.
Anthony, what do people go into entrepreneurship and you know, is that common these days, and how are they benefiting from that?
Well, it's more common. People are opening businesses at a more rapid rate today, and again, part of it is through necessity because the job market has been very, very tough despite what the numbers say. And with entrepreneurship, there's a sense of freedom. Obviously, there's a sense of risk. But it's definitely something that most people aspire to do, whether they do it or not. It's something that they really want to do. And what we see in our country is that, you know, we have a strong resolve. And so when times get tough, a lot of times the tough get going. And so we go and we start new businesses, we start new ventures, and we make it happen. It's tough. Obviously, we need guide. We need somebody to give us confidence and hold our hand. But it's really the American dream. It's really what Americans want to do. So that's something that people transition into.
How long do you find that you're working with your clients? Is this like maybe a month-long thing that they're working with you trying to find a new job, or is it more of an extended timeline to launching their new careers?
A lot of times it's to find a job. I believe that it's something that should be extended. Repackaging is a skill that you're going to need for the rest of your life. It's not something that you can just do to get a new job. Unfortunately, because of, you know, time, because of money and bills, et cetera, people are desperate. So a lot of times they'll come and they'll say, hey, I need a job. And we look at their resume. We look at how to make it better. We look at things that they can leave out. And it really makes it more attractive for employers when they go to send their resume out and then also to go on interviews. So I believe it's something that should be extended to where it's a skill. But a lot of times people come, you know, desperate for work. So I don't know if that answers your question, but that's where most of the clients are.
We're talking to Anthony Quinones here on WRG, the repacking expert. Now, Anthony, how did you get started? Did you need to repackage your life?
It's funny. At a very young age, I began to see the job market change. I saw a lot of people at my job get laid off at these vulnerable ages like 42, 45, 49, 50, et cetera. And I was praying that when I get to be that age, that would not be me. So I've always had something on the side. I've always had a passion for writing. I've always had a passion for speaking. And so I always had something on the side where I would be doing something that I like to do in case one day I can easily transition into it. So I wrote about repackaging content, and then with the economy in 08 and the Great Recession, I realized that people need to repackage their lives. So I transitioned into repackaging your life and writing articles on, you know, baby boomer generation, Generation Xers, and really helping people in that area.
What's the best way that you feel people can market themselves?
There are a bunch of ways. Doing interviews like this on the radio is a very good way.
Mm-hmm. We
used to the traditional ways of sending out your resume, and we know a lot of resumes go into the black hole at, you know, send your resume to jobs at suchandsuch.com, and that really doesn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. And so the way to separate ourselves is to do a lot of things like we said, radio interviews, writing articles about a particular topic, speaking in public. Also, social media is a great way to spread your message. And a lot of employers want to see that people have outside interests. So it does make you attractive when you put your name out there and you know what you're talking about, whatever that topic is, whether it's related to your profession or not. It really separates you from everybody else, especially public speaking. Most people are afraid to speak in public, so if you do that on any topic, you separate yourself from everybody else.
I'm just wondering, how do you create the demand for your kind of content? Because anyone could say, I'm a public speaker, I'm knowledgeable about this, but how can you really build a brand that people are going to latch onto? Like you said, podcasts, how do you make people want to interview you?
Well, it is a very daunting task because there's a lot of noise out there. A lot of people are claiming to be this and that. But you got to be persistent. You got to go to events. Like, for example, I met Neil at an event a couple of weeks ago. It's where all the industry heavy hitters were. And so putting your name out there in these different, going to different events where you meet the people who can move and shake and make a difference is a great way. Finding out who the experts are in your industry and either interviewing them or maybe having them interview you. I've done that, and that's raised my profile somewhat. Also, there are a lot of volunteer organizations where you can speak, and you're not necessarily going to speak and make a lot of money right off the bat, but speaking to people about a topic makes you an expert. People assume that you're an expert right off the bat. I know I speak at a church where they deal with people who have been incarcerated and are trying to get back into the system. And so that's actually a way where I've expanded my message. It's not a way that I thought I would be speaking about what I speak about, but it's definitely a way for them to repackage themselves too. So it's finding creative ways to market yourself.
Now, Brianna brought up branding, and we met a few weeks ago, and I remember we talked for a while before we even exchanged business cards. Do you find that people, throw out business cards and kind of just hand that around? I don't think that works myself. Do you think that people, have difficulty marketing themselves because they think, I'll just hand out a business card, but, what must they do differently, especially with the age of technology and the social media and the whole thing?
It's about relationships. No matter how much technology advances, people still need people. They want the interaction. And, like what we did, we talked for a little bit before we exchanged business cards. And it's more effective to network, to show genuine interest in what people are doing. And that rapport is what people remember. And so the business card idea, handing out as many business cards as you can, really does not work, in my opinion. And I think most people agree with that as well.
Anthony, can you provide an example, without mentioning names or confidential information, of course, of a person who is able to repackage their career and in turn repackage and transform their lives?
Sure. Let's go back to the doctor. The doctor, for example, he had been working for about 30 years in a particular discipline. And he had been looking for a job for 2 years, and he sent out his resume to many places and didn't get the sniff. And what ended up happening was we looked at his resume and saw that his date of graduation was on there, which dated himself. I could tell how old he was based on his date of graduation. Mm-hmm. And so that essentially knocked him out because most employers did not want to hire someone at that age. So once we took that out and we took out some of his job experience, or not job experience, his entrepreneurial experience, he got a lot of interviews because right off the bat because he showed that he didn't show that he was as old as he was. And also, if you looked at him, he didn't look that old either. But after that, he got a couple of interviews and then he got a job right off the bat. And so now he's working down south, and so this is a way that he transitioned his career just by tweaking his resume and making changes.
Anthony Quinone is a repacking expert who helps people achieve their goals. You can visit his website at therepackagingexpert.com or call 1-855-REPACK-8. That's 1-855-737-2258. And all of you who are interested in discussing your goals and how Anthony can help you transition into a brighter future can sign up for a free 30-minute consultation that is exclusive to Hofstra's Morning Wake Up Call listeners. You can sign up for the free consultation at therepackagingexpert.com. Anthony Quinone, it's great to talk to you this morning. Keep in touch.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.